Good afternoon and welcome along to this Community Elements show. And with me, we have the man who brings the good news. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. Nice to meet you today.
Yeah. Great that you're able to come along, and we've got some good news with Royal Assent.
Very good. A social care charity has announced it will host an exclusive ball at a royal estate in honour of its milestone anniversary. Aberdeen charity VSA will be celebrating 150 years of changing the lives of vulnerable children and adults living across the North East next year. To mark the occasion, the charity has been granted permission by the Queen to host a Changing Lives Ball on the private estate in Royal Deeside, Balmoral Castle. The exclusive one-off event on November 7th, 2020 will be the crowning glory of the charity's anniversary year, and around 600 people are expected to attend. Businesses, Apache, Balmoral Group and John Clark Motor Services have backed the charity's event. James Hamilton Goddard of Balmoral Estate said, "We are delighted to announce that by gracious permission of Her Majesty the Queen, VSA Charity will be holding their Changing Lives at Balmoral in November 2020. VSA's connection with the royal household dates back to 1870 when Queen Victoria granted patronage, and every reigning monarch since has been a patron of the charity." Jennifer Mitchell, Director of External Relations at VSA, said, "2020 marks a historic milestone in VSA's history, and we are very honoured that our patron, Her Majesty the Queen, has given us exclusive permission for our 150th Changing Lives Ball to take place at Balmoral Castle next year. We recently launched a campaign to raise £3.2 million to build a new mental well-being facility in the heart of Aberdeen, and any monies raised on the evening at this event will help go towards our mental health campaign. The charity is also planning various activities that will take place throughout 2020, which communities across the region and the public are encouraged to get involved with." The VSA Changing Lives campaign, which is being backed by the Evening Express, hopes to build a 20-bed facility which will assist people living with a range of mental health conditions. It would be built on the corner of Abergeldy Road and Holborn Street. To find out further information about sponsorship opportunities or how to support the event, visit vsa.org.uk. Two long-serving members of the Boys' Brigade have been honoured with an invite to the Royal Garden Party. Michael Strachan and Martin Dunbar, both from Fraserburgh, have been requested to attend the annual event at the Palace of Holyrood House. The pair were nominated by the BB and will be among thousands spending the afternoon with the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh at the annual event on July 3rd. Michael has been involved since 1992 and is captain of the 1st Rose Hearty Company. He is vice president of the North Scottish area. He has also written a book on the history of the organisation, with all the money raised being donated to the group. He said, "Every BB volunteer works hard, so to be chosen from among such a high calibre is an honour in itself. I have never met the Queen, so to have the opportunity is exciting, even if it will be quite a distance. It's fantastic the Queen is honouring the organisation by inviting a number of BB volunteers to the garden party. I think it shows how highly the BB is still thought of in Scotland." Martin is captain of the 4th and 5th Fraserburgh Company and has been involved with the organisation since the 1970s. He said he will be attending with his wife and is looking forward to the experience. He added, "It'll be fine to be there and see all the pomp and ceremony. I'm sure it'll be a great day. It is nice to be recognised." The Boys' Brigade was founded by William Alexander Smith in Glasgow in 1883 and has more than 750,000 members across the world. The Queen has been its patron since 1952, a year before her coronation. A North East man who donated his stem cells to help those suffering from blood cancer is attempting to make it easier for others to do the same. Paul Fletcher Heard's friend Cammie Smith passed away from leukemia 6 years ago, prompting the 27-year-old to sign up to donate his cells through the Anthony Nolan Trust. He was found to be a match with someone suffering from the illness earlier this year and travelled to London to donate his cells, hoping to save a life. He launched a bid to encourage others to do the same and has got more than 100 people in the region to sign up to the register. The King's Wells native has also started a petition, which he hopes will become law, calling on the government to ensure employers must give time off to staff to donate stem cells and bone marrow. Paul said, "One of the main reasons I decided to start the petition was because when I was doing the donation, the nurses were commenting on how some people are put off because they are not sure how their bosses will react. People are reluctant to sign up because they are not sure if they will be given time off to do it. It's a real shame because they would be doing something which would potentially save someone's life. I think people would be more inclined to sign up if they knew there was not going to be any pressure from employers not to take the time off. If there are fewer barriers, I think more people would sign up and more lives could potentially be saved. At the moment, 400 people have signed the petition and it's only been open for a few days. I'm aiming to get 10,000 people to sign it." Amelia Chong, Head of Policy and Public Affairs at Anthony Nolan, said, "Donating stem cells is an entirely selfless act that could save the life of someone with blood cancer. More than 90% of people donate stem cells via their blood, in a simple process that usually takes no more than 4 to 5 hours. We hope that employers will support their employee by giving them the necessary time off work as special leave, recognising that they are giving someone a second chance of life. If for any reason this is not the case, Anthony Nolan is able to cover loss of earnings. This is on top of travel, accommodation and food and drink expenses." Paul remains keen to encourage more people to sign up to donate in order to keep Cammie's legacy going and added, "Everything I'm doing for this cause is in memory of him." To sign the petition, visit petition.parliament.uk/petitions/259969. An Aberdeen school crossing patroller had spoken of his joy after being named as a finalist for an award celebrating council employees. Bill Essament, 76, greets parents and pupils before and after school at Woodside Primary every day with a smile on his face, rain or shine, or even snow. He has been nominated for the People's Champion for 2019 because he is known for going the extra mile to make everyone welcome, even learning greetings in 5 different languages. Bill, who has been a crossing patroller for more than 10 years at different primary schools, previously worked as a traffic warden with the police, which gave him a useful grounding in handling traffic. He said, "I'm a bit shocked. I have never liked the limelight. I am so used to stepping on the road, it does not bother me at all. The children taught me the languages. I do try to pick up certain key words. I do enjoy my job because I get to mix with the public. I just find I am doing a job for the community. I think of it as a repayment to society, being a lollipop man. It makes you feel very old to see the nursery children grow up. I know most of the kids and it keeps me young. I think it gives the kids a boost in the morning when you know their names. I have stayed longer in this job than I intended because I enjoy it so much." Bill was nominated for the award by school support assistant and parent at Woodside, Cara McGuigan. She said, "I have been wanting to nominate Bill for a while, but I kept missing the boat and I was kicking myself. Other members of staff have been talking about it too. Parents come into the school and comment on how fabulous Bill is and how welcome he makes them feel at the school if they are new. The fact he learns how to greet people if they are from another country goes down a storm with their families. He is just a treasure to have at Woodside. We are so lucky to have him. Parents, pupils and staff all appreciate the work he does. He is just so good at his job. Everyone warms to him. Even the public and drivers who have nothing to do with the school love getting a wave if they are on a bike or in a car. He is even here before hours in the winter to clear the paths for us, and he will stay after hours to grit the pavements. He just does everything to ensure the safety of our pupils. We have a scripture text today taken from Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen.
Amen. Excellent, Brian. Thank you very much. Where do we start? Well, I'm actually thinking of, first of all, I think we ought to just consider a certain school crossing patrolman, actually, Bill. And in fact, I know that the other person who's actually up for this particular award as well, though for different reasons, and it'd be really difficult to say who should get it. Although I think Bill's in with a good chance. If it was me voting for it.
Hey, well, I am very, very impressed with this article. Yeah. I really am. So if he doesn't get it, I know someone, not just Bill, but myself, I would be disappointed if he doesn't get it. He's got such a great attitude.
And even, I remember when I went to school, and I'm sure I remember that they... this crossing patrol person was, you know, the lollipop person was very, you know, he or she would know our names. I can't remember whether it was a he or she now, but she knew our names.
That's important, isn't it? Because, you know, when you're going to school, sometimes you're not feeling too good. Mm-hmm. But when the lollipop man knows your name and mentions you and welcomes you that way, doesn't that lift you up?
Yeah, and it does something, I'm sure, for him as well, because as he gets on, and to have kids come up and, for example, do a high five or do, you know, just greet you as they pass by, it must be so uplifting for him.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Right. Excellent work with the stem cell campaign. And we did actually consider the whole thing of giving blood last week, so this kind of continues on with that. And we did a little bit of a community element last week, listeners, if you're listening in for the first time. And this was not only about giving blood, but we did also cover the whole thing of giving bone marrow as well. So this follows on nicely on from last week. And then two lots of Ryle garden parties and balls and yes, things like that. Excellent.
So,
Boys Brigade, certainly.
Our Queen is very well respected, Danette, and she gets involved with the people, which is, it's a brilliant witness, isn't it?
Yes. You know?
So I'm very, very impressed with both of these articles. That's why I chose them. And
The VSA do a great job, and the Queen's been with them for some time, and indeed also the Boys Brigade, and it then provides focus for them too.
Very much so, yeah. I'm very impressed with both of them, actually. I enjoyed finding them and reading them.
Good.
And they were automatic.
An automatic choice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This is so true.
Yeah. Right. Brian, thank you very much for that. And can we get you to read out the scripture once again?
Very willingly. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen.
Amen. Brian, thank you very much. And we'll see you again at the next week at the same time.
Very good.